course I'm driving. You're in the passenger seat. That's typically where you reside too, isn't it, Cam? In the passenger seat?
No, I'm a driver, big dog.
I don't know. Looks like you're in the passenger seat to me, big dog. And then hopefully you don't touch the radio when you're in the passenger seat. You one of those people that like constantly looking at your maps too, and you're like, oh, you're supposed to take a left here, slow down, speed up.
Only when Dragon's driving.
No.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Stripped Raw. It's been a while. As you can see, Cam's in a car. We're joined by Joel, one of the guys that works with us. It'll be a good vibe. A lot of things happening. Cam, why are you in a car?
I'm in a car because I currently have a roommate, as we are not at the home station, and that roommate sleeps many hours in the day.
Yes. So once again, Stripped Raw is deployed. We're deployed again. Well, you guys are deployed. I'm in the sanctuary of my backyard zen, right? But you guys are deployed again. You guys were deployed this summer. I want to thank you guys for your service on doing that. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for your support, Dave.
Thanks.
Yep. Going
Appreciate
through the Pacific. Yeah. You guys were in the Pacific for a while. How was
Yeah.
that?
Was
The
beautiful.
Pacific was
I
fun.
wish.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go back to that area in a heartbeat. Loved my time there.
Yeah, you guys were there for, well, I mean, the whole month of July. And then you came back just in time to wash your clothes and get back on the road. That's a lot of that's military life, right? Joe, how long have you been in the Air Force?
So I joined back in 2015, so just a little bit over 10 years now.
Oh, wow. Man, already 10 years. That's crazy to think about, 2015. Halfway
Yeah.
through,
Yeah,
plus some more
halfway.
probably. They're not going to let you go, Joel.
No, I'm counting down the days, trust me. I love my career, but retired at 40 sounds great.
Yeah, for sure. And Cam, you've still got what, another 30 years till you can retire?
Lot shorter than that. I'm looking at the next two. I'm gonna start living that life.
Well, I hope you guys are enjoying your travels once again. Like I said, I appreciate it. A lot of updates. This is exciting. There's a reason why we haven't been online for 4 months. I pretty much time it to exactly when the twins were born, because that's when we kind of stopped everything. So for me, so there's a lot of good things happening, right? A lot of good things. Dave had twins, two boys, two
Congrats.
healthy boys, 4 months old.
Absolutely.
These boys are dominating. I send everybody, you can see the sometimes on my stories and stuff on social media, pictures and videos, but it was a blessing. It's been a busy 4 months, that's for sure. Raising twins is a whole different beast. Nice little exciting update from Cam Cam too. Cam Cam, do you want to tell the whole world?
Yeah, Cam Cam got married.
Boom.
Yeah, I got married and then squeaked in a honeymoon in between work trips, and it's been great. The downside is right after being married, I've been home since July for about a total of 3 weeks. So working with it, but
Yeah. Like we said, it's like it's something that a lot of people don't understand. The military life, constantly on the road, especially for us. I always said, like our unit, fighter jets, F-16s, we are pound for pound the busiest fighter wing in the entire world. We are busy, constantly on the road, constantly doing domestic operations, we're constantly doing things. But I mean, that's a part of the oath. That's what we signed up for. That's what we're doing. And that's what you guys are doing now. So I just want to say I do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And also for taking the time out to unpack all of these things that we're constantly unpacking, taking the time to talk about this stuff. I know I say that there's a lot of positive things happening. There still is Fred is, well, Fred just got back from Saudi Arabia, part of the Stripped Raw team. We got Corey. Corey just moved to Delaware. His wife got orders. Now he's in Delaware. A lot of things happening, but we're still here. We're still talking about things. There's always, well, not always. I know when Cam and I we first started this, it was in a pretty brutal space that I was in. Cam, you weren't so happy. You weren't smiling all the time like you are now.
Yep.
A lot of crazy things happening. There's bees now flying everywhere. All
Mm-hmm.
right. So, but now it's like we got to this good place and you're in this pretty solid place. But on the hindsight, and this is why I appreciate Joel coming on here, life's not always sunshine and rainbows, right?
No, not in the
Life is
slightest.
dark sometimes. Life is dark sometimes. And I know it was several months ago. It's like when I was feeling this positive energy, you know, I found Jeanette. We're clicking. My 9-year-old, he loves her. They're clicking. Like everything is going in a good vibe. The wind's blowing outside. It's positive. There's so much positivity going on in Dave's life. And then I could see, I could kind of smell it in Joel because it's like I've smelled like that before. No offense, Joel. It's like when you miss a shower for a couple days, it's the vibe, you know, the energy. And you're like, hey, man, can I talk to you about something? And it's like, I just knew. It's like, son of a mother, you know. You could taste that light, but you know you got one of your brothers
No,
going through it.
absolutely.
If you want to talk
So,
about it, Joel.
yeah, I'll break it down. So I think actually, if I to start this all off, I think the first person outside of my family that I told kind of what was going on with my life was actually you, Dave. I wanted to talk to somebody who kind of had went through some difficult times in the past and knew how to deal with these kind of things. And that conversation probably changed a lot of how I handled going forward with this whole process of, you know, divorce, military. You know, just the whole situation hand in hand. And some of the things that you said just changed my outlook on not only how the situation was, but things that I was doing in my life where it was like, man, you know, why was I unhappy in this situation or you just not mentally present the way I should have been? And that was huge in that period of time because it allowed me to see things in a different light compared to how I was viewing things where, you know, I just got back from this deployment. Now I get home and things are completely flipped upside down. To, you know, I need to focus on myself and push myself into a more positive mindset because I wasn't. I was absolutely miserable at the time, but I was going through the motions because that's what we are tasked to do with, our job, you know, whether or not you are good or not, you the people ahead of you will try and take care of you the best they can, but the mission still needs to get done. And I think one thing that came out of that conversation was is you allowed me to view it from a different sight where it's like if you can't do your job, how are you good to anybody there? And that struck a chord with
For sure.
me because it allowed me to see that, you know, I need to take myself and put myself first for once instead of the military. That had to take a step back in order to focus on myself. So that was a big part of all that.
No, you took accountability. So like your situation, it was divorce, right? It takes two people to tango. It takes two people in any relationship, and it's like if a relationship breaks, it's accountability. Like, what did I do wrong? Instead of like pointing the fingers, because we're so fast to do that, you know, like you did this or the scoreboard. Cam and I, we've talked about the scoreboard quite a bit, you know, scoreboard. Like I've been doing all these things right. Like, how can you just file for it? Well, it takes two people. It does take two people, and the accountability is the
Absolutely.
biggest piece, because it's like things are breaking. How can I get better out of this? And you took it pretty quick, Joel, which was awesome, and I appreciate those kind words. For me, it's like when I went through it, I had to learn it the hard way. It took me 3 years. It took Corey 4 years. That's how this whole like thing came together. 7 years collective of two guys putting our notes together. Like, how do we streamline the process? So like when Joel goes through this, I mean, heaven forbid it ever happens, but when Joel does go through it, what's that 30-minute conversation to get him back on his feet? And I think you are 100% right that I believe it. I believe it with my heart that the military paints this model of resilience is bouncing back as fast as possible because the mission doesn't need to go on. But there are some things in life where you get hit so hard in the stomach that you can't bounce back as fast as possible. You have to sit in the shit. And the only way to properly do that is you have to put yourself as number one for a minute. Like, you need to breathe. There's this
Absolutely
fire
agree.
going on and it needs to consume me. I'm going to let it consume me because I'm surrounded with guys that understand. And in the grand scheme of things, it's like we're actually making money for the Department of Defense, metaphorically, because they're getting a better product faster. what would take 3 or 4 years? Because, I mean, that's essentially that's what Corey and I did. We go through this divorce, we feel sorry for ourselves, we go through the same social method out here, especially in Western society, where it's like, I'm gonna fill my heart, all these holes in my heart. We have the same talk, Joel, with loose skirts and fast food and all of, and it's like, no, man, you need to get down to the bones of it. You need to get out into the marrow of your bones, like what hurts, and have a conversation with it, and accept some responsibility, and man the hell back up, and get back out there. And you did it, and I'm proud of you, man. Seriously, like I could see, as the weeks went on, it's not as fast as days, and some everybody's different, so it could take like months. But I saw how fast, like, you got back on the horse, if you will, which was awesome, because it's like the things that we preach with Stripped Raw and the motto, the mission, it's like it is effective. And I know it's effective because I'm seeing it right here in front of me, you know? You come out of it, you've got yourself and, you know, your self-worth back under your fingernails, you got your ego back. And a lot of people say, like, oh, a guy with a too much ego is a bad thing. They don't know what they're talking about. You came back and look at Joel. Joel's like, I just went through a divorce. You moved houses. Like all of these things you did, you had to tell the family. That's a hard, you know.
It definitely it can come at you a lot. And very fast is definitely an understatement. As I'm sure you're aware yourself, a really big part of it that just helped me is I was able to set aside a lot of time where, because I had the time now, I had nothing else going on. I had work, and then fortunately this was before all of these trips that came up. But I was able to take the time and sit back and look at, you know, my past and how I handled situations, how I handled wanted to handle these situations. You know, just a lot of self-reflection took place to the point where it was able to allow me to see things for how I actually wanted to carry things going forward. And I think that was very important in the fact of my healing, so to say, as well as helping me become a better person that I wanted to be. Not to say I was a bad person. I don't, you know, but I could always strive to be better because that's just the way that I am. And that definitely allowed me to push to that person, I think.
Yeah, well, that initial conversation when you came to me, we were standing in the hangar. Was it last summer?
Yeah,
Last
it's
fall?
a little bit over a year now. I think it was probably August time frame.
Because I remember it. Yeah, because the I remember the hangar doors were open. We were back by the table by the respirator packs. And it was just warm. And I remember like kind of sweating a little bit because when somebody comes to me new with it, it's like I could smell it and it's like I'm putting my fight gear back on. It's just a trauma response that I have to this stuff. And it's still something that I have to work on. I have to upgrade myself just like you're talking about right now, you know? But when you brought it to me and you're like, man, this is happening. And like, I kind of don't know what to do. I know you've been through this. And like, what are the nuts and bolts to this? And as I'm telling you these things, like this is bullet points, just like we did through our whole program. Said, here are the bullet points. You know, don't get lost in going to the like, what do you want to do? Like, what are your goals? And you're like, boom, boom, boom. And as we talked it out, I was like, this dude, it's innately inside of you, you know, which is a blessing because a lot of guys don't have it in there, you know. But you knew, like, all right, I'm gonna get hurt. I'm hurting right now. I'm losing weight. And you did lose some weight. How much do you think you lost?
At one point I stepped on the scale and truthfully, this is even, it was, I think I stepped on the scale at one point, it was like 175, which is lower for me. You know, I'm active in the gym. I eat kind of loosely sometimes, track pretty strictly most of the time, but I stepped on the scale. I was 175, and then another day or a couple of days later, it was almost down to 170. I was like, I can't keep doing this. So.
And I remember Corey came to the shop. This is before he even said anything to me. And I was picking up on it a little bit, but of course I was in La La Land because I got, you know, Jeanette, she moved out here and it's like things are clicking for Dave and Dave's riding this like rainbow and unicorns, if you will. And Corey was like, what's up with Joel? I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, hey man, looks like he's going through it. Like Corey told me before. And I don't know if you've talked to Corey about it, but it was like before I think anybody knew about it, Corey's like, he's going through it. Like the spider sense has picked up on it, you know? And I was like, what? It took a look. I was like, oh man, I can, yeah, something's up for sure. But then you came to it. and you asked, which is another huge thing. You know, a lot of guys, they don't ask for help. They just want to, or people self-sabotage. It's something Jeanette and I were talking about this weekend. A lot of people in the world, they have so much trauma inside of them. They've been operating with that trauma. Cam and I, we talked about like the whole inner child episode. Been operating with this X amount of trauma for so long, it feels normal. So when you do go to heal, it's like, do you heal all the way down? Do you heal all that stuff? Or do you just heal enough to get you back in that normal operation mode, if you will? But the questions you're asking, you came to me, and you're like, hey man, I need help. And a lot of guys, people, they don't do that. So I commend you on that. Like raising your hand, it's like, I'm not going to self-sabotage myself anymore. I'm stepping on the scale. I'm 175. Now I'm 170. I need help. These guys, they've been through it. What do I do? And it's like, man, that's so awesome that you could just like, hey, here's my shit. Can you help me with this? And it's like, hell yeah. And any guy would do that.
Yeah, I
Yep.
think a really big
I will
part
say
of
from
it
the
is.
outside.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, man.
No, go ahead. It's you.
So from the outside looking in, my typical point of view of without experience but just watching was that, obviously, kind of after Joel started talking about it, realized that something had happened, but it was never super apparent, at least for me. I realized he's going through something, but people have bad days, whatnot. But really, just never stopped moving forward. It was one of those things, I think, because of the early response of, asking for help and having a plan and goals and all this stuff. But I feel like, to put it very blatantly, you never really wallowed in the shit, right? You found yourself in the shit, and you're like, all right, here's the next path out, and let's keep it moving. And I kept getting questions from Dave and Brandon and stuff, because Joel and I are on shift together. Like, how's Joel doing and stuff like that. And it was always the same thing. You tell something's going on, but he's normal. He's moving. He's got a route figured out. So that was awesome to see. And especially after knowing that you went and talked to Dave, was like, he's definitely has gotten a path to go.
And it's going to hurt and it's going to suck. But it's a lot better than just sitting in the cancer because it will eat at you. It ate at me, it destroyed me. But I'm strong enough and I've got the things that inspire me. Grayson, my son, my 9-year-old, he was it. He was the inspiration. Like, no, you're going to keep going. You're going to keep going. And I kept going. So, like, I wasn't built with the superpower that you have, Joel, where you're like, I need help because I didn't ask for it. And I got my shit kicked in. And it took these guys like Brandon kicking the door down into the house, like, no, I'm here.
So I
There's a
will
lot of guys
say,
that are afraid to do that.
so I will
Run with
say there was before I actually had the I would say the courage to come up and talk to you about this. There was months before that. Like this wasn't obviously, as you guys are both aware, this isn't an overnight process where you're like, okay, let's be done. Somewhere in that time frame, I mean, like I said, that there was a lot of time where it was just me and the dog sitting at the house, and you have nothing but time to sit there and think about, what could I have done better? What could I have done here, there? And at one point I realized I was one doing two things. One, I was pushing myself into an area where I wasn't happy with my life. I was just going into a darker and darker area where I didn't want to be in that area. So I looked around and I said, do I want to keep going this route or do I want to take the chance and reach out and ask for help and see what I could do to get out of this rut and back into, normalcy. And that's what I did. The second thing that I'll advocate for this all day, every day after having experienced the good that it's done in my life is therapy. I went to a therapist for the first time and learned more about my life than I think I ever could have. It truly did change how I looked at a lot of things that I didn't know I did, but it put it all into the light and I was like, holy crap. Like things have been this way forever. I had no clue.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you, man. I'm proud of you. Yeah, that first thing, a lot of guys, it's like you sit in the stuff for a long time. A lot of them sit in it forever. And guys think, and I see it through social media, but they think there's so much judgment. So they're going to suffer in silence because they're afraid of judgment. They think that nobody cares. And when it comes to guys who think that like nobody cares about me, the only thing I could say is shut up. Because you can go into the gym right now, and I guarantee you can walk to a guy and you can say, "Man, hey brother, can you spot me on this rack?" And he'll probably spot you. More than likely he's gonna spot you. Or you could your car could be your battery's dead at the grocery store. And if you were to ask a guy if he had jumper cables, if he's got jumper cables, he's going to take the time out for you. Because a lot of us have been in that situation as well. So all the people who think like nobody cares, shut up. There are people around you that will help you. People have to get out of this space of feeling sorry for yourself and like nobody knows what it's like, what I'm going through. Almost all of us have gone through this. It doesn't have to be divorce. It could be death. It could be a breakup. It could be you lost your friend. You lost your dog. All of these things. We're all going through things because we're all human. This is life. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows like it is in my backyard right now, right? You can be going through something really bad in life. Are you going to be there for it?
I feel like that's an extension of the finger pointing, is that, you're in this thing of like, you did this to me, you ruined this, blah, 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 blah. And it rolls into, you don't know what I'm going through, you can't help me. And it's just a, I mean, no better word than a cancer, like you said. It's revolving.
And if you're always just pointing your finger like you did this, you wasted, if you're in a relationship and they're like, you wasted these years of my life, I'll never get this time back. What about tomorrow? Like, why are we always focused on the rear view? There's a reason why your front windshield, like Cam, you're in a car right now. This is another great metaphor. You're in the passenger seat where you belong, right? And you're in this car and you have the windshield is very big and you should be looking forward. The rear view mirror is this big. So when you look behind you, it's this big, but your front mirror is, I mean, your front windshield is this big. This is where you should be focused. In the future, tomorrow, you don't know what life is going to bring you. You have no idea. So why are you going to damn everything that's happened in your past? Like, learn from it. Let's move. Let's move, man. I was the worst critic of that. I was dwelling in self-pity for years. And I was self-inducing my own pain. I was destroying myself, and I was still focusing on the past. And I brought that into the present that day. And it's like all this stuff happened every day, and it destroyed me. And then finally, it's like, no, let's look forward. It took a long time, and a lot of people are like, well, how do you get there? We kind of have the construct. Well, we don't kind of have. We have it. We have the keys to this stuff. It's in the program that we give out for free now. Give it out for free. I'll give it
What
to
has
you for
happened is
free.
the best material on what you want for yourself. That's the biggest thing I've gotten from is you can't change anybody else, but you can learn from what happened due to your actions and change that for what you want.
Well, the cool thing, like for you, Joel, is like I'm going through this divorce. I need help. That is the first step. And Fred and I, we talked extensively about this. Like, what was one of the biggest things that you could ever done for yourself? And Fred's like, boundaries. I learned boundaries for myself. And that's what you did. When you came with that conversation, you were like, I need help. I don't know what to do. That was the foundation of you starting to lay boundaries from anything. Because you're like, I need help. I need some food, some sustenance. I need some soul nutrition so I could start fixing myself. Dave, what advice can you give me? Here's the advice. And you're like, cool. And you started putting up these boundaries. A lot of people say, like, you shouldn't have walls up around your heart and all this stuff. Shut up. If I want to have walls up around my heart, so I need to fix me and focus on me for a minute, that's exactly what I'm going to do. No, I will not be the hero and the energy provider, generator. I think a majority of males, especially in the military, are generators where they're going to generate, they're going to be heroes for everybody else. But it's like right now, I need to focus on me so I can come back out and be the badass that I used to be. These hands fix. We're all maintainers, right? We all work on airplanes. We're pretty good at it. It's like, but instead of using my hands to focus on these other things, I'm so empty. I'm going to focus on myself. And Joel, that's what you did. And look at that. Less than a year, Joel's back on his feet. FMC, baby.
Yeah, I
Dominating
would
life
even,
again. You got a
yeah, I would
dog. It's
even,
like.
yeah. I would even go as far as to say, I wouldn't even call them boundaries. I'd say it's equivalent to building a house. What you're going to do is you got to go and take your personal inventory and account for all that stuff. And then all you could do after that is, build up here, put stuff in the fridge, furnish the house, build whatever you want to put into there is yours. And then whoever you choose to let into that house is, from that point forward is up to you. But at the end of the day, that's
Yeah.
what I would equate it
Well,
to,
I'm
is
pretty
that
sure
exactly.
that's what boundaries are too, though. That's awesome. It's kind of what boundaries are. You got walls and you got a front door, and who are you going to let inside that house? There you go. You said it yourself.
Yeah,
These are
absolutely.
Joel's boundaries. And you're like, Dragon, you're not allowed inside my house. Boundary.
So Joel, what are, if you're comfortable with sharing, I guess, what are some of the things that I guess you've learned or changed for yourself?
For one, I guess a very big part of it would be how I carry myself through situations. I would be the first person to say I wasn't always responsive in a positive way. I was negative a lot of the time. And it wouldn't be over big things, it would be over small things. Something I've learned is how to sit back, look at it, be more, I guess, responsive in a positive light to these things. 'Cause at the time I wasn't happy. I thought I was, but you know, that personal check that I did in the past, looking back at everything, I just wasn't. That was probably the biggest is, you know, if you go through your life negative and you're going to breed more negativity, you know, not everything warrants that response. Some of it does. I will say that you can't be positive about everything, but certain things you need to look at and choose what is warranting that response and what is not and workable.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, I like the point of view on negativity there, because I completely agree. I mean, I'm around some people who are, you know, and I don't know the right word, infectiously positive. Like they're everything is positive, and I mean that can be a fault too. I think there's a balance to everything, but yeah, having like that negative point of view on everything just kind of just breeds a bad vibe about every situation, you know. But no, that's awesome.
You must be talking about me. I'm the person with that infectious,
Yeah,
very good vibe to
absolutely
positivity,
not.
right? And there's nothing wrong with too much of that in your life there, Cam, bro. Telling you, dude, having these kids, it's like it's teaching me about so many different things, and like it's simple, it's easy. It's just love, and it's, man, they're just pure positivity. Even the times when they get pissed off and they're hungry and they're screaming at you, it's pretty simple, you know? Hey, I'm hungry, you know? Get some breast milk in you. And then they're good. They're like just smiling ear to ear, you know? It is so awesome. I can't wait for you guys to have kids. I'm on, man.
Me
I can't wait for you guys to have kids. If you elect to have kids, which I think you guys will, it's
either.
inside of you.
Yeah.
It is awesome. It is 100% awesome.
So you used to talk about how kids have the most raw I don't know, positivities on my mind, but you know, they don't have any negative view of the world. They don't know
There's
that
no
if they touch
filters. Yep.
They don't know if they touch the stove, it's going to burn them, so they don't touch the stove, you know?
Yep.
So they
Yeah.
experience
It's
life in the
just.
most raw way.
Yep.
Yeah,
In the most,
absolutely.
there's no. Remember the episode we did on lenses? You know, lenses.
Yes.
There's no lenses.
Yes.
There's no sunglasses on their eyes. There's none of that stuff. And it's just everything. They're just curious, and they take you to a place. I remember walking with Grayson. I think we talked about it before, but it's like I'm thinking about this is like years ago, five years ago. Yeah, around 5 years ago. Grace and I were walking to the park, still live in the same neighborhood. And every time I walk by this one, like, it's an Ophelia bush. It's got these little white flowers. But he's like, Dad, you know, why are these flowers white and why are the leaves green? And I'm like, man, the attorney just got off the phone with me, just ripping open my rib cage, you know, just like Joel. It's like, I'm just thinking negative. And here's just the simple question, you know? And it's like, that's what it is, man. That's what I'm talking about. But as I get older, of course, school, society, people, friends, and it's my job as dad is like trying to direct him, but not being too overcautious. But it's like right now, these 2 4-month-olds, it's just bliss and happiness, easy. It's like that's the way life should be lived. It really should be. And I do honestly believe that that goes into like the whole ego talk. You can keep that mentality and still be a ruthless, nasty warrior. Everything can be like, no, it's all positive and it's all, you know, that's the way I think. I think like my sanctuary here, it's all green and there's bees flying around and bugs and birds and I'm at peace with all of it. But if something comes and rattles my fence, I'm going to choke it the hell out, you know? It's not always like a lot of guys at work, they, these mantras that I come out with, and they're like, oh, check out this hippie and his flip-flops. Bro, I'll choke you with my flip-flop if I need to. It's just I live for this love, but I will protect it because I have a house and there are, I have my own boundaries. I have my own home. I will protect it. I will defend it. And that's something that's been taken away. I do believe, you see this person in these khaki pants and this breathability and like, check out this dude, his tank top, like beads. What is this stuff? And it's like, I'll tear you down, bro. I will protect this peace. I will protect this love. I will protect what I believe. And that's something to reinstitute, And I think that's what you were just saying a minute ago, Cam, where it's like you can't have too much positivity because you don't want to take away that warrior's edge, It's like, no,
And you
there's
have
a
to
warrior
be,
in there. I'm full of love, baby.
yeah. You have to be real about it too. You have to be real about life,
Yeah.
When shit sucks, you have to realize it sucks and do something about it.
At 100%.
Absolutely.
It's like you can't be positive. I, what was it? Fred was coming up here and he said, I'll be up there on the 6th, which is today. And I said, how are you doing in life? Last time I talked to you, which was 6 months ago, it was before the boys were born. I think it was at the baby shower. And I said, how are you doing? Because last time I saw him, he was like, he's getting in this really good groove. And he said something like, learning to be the calm presence in any storm that comes my way. I'm like, man, that's so beautiful. Good for you, Fred. And I said, but you always have to pull out, you have to dual wield pistolas if you need to. He said, yep, absolutely. And that's finding the balance to it, It's like I enforce everything with love. Don't forget that word enforce because I will enforce the hell out of it too.
Yeah. Fred is the epitome of that stoicism with power. He's a good show of that. He's
Oh, yeah.
definitely found
Well,
the
that's what you have
balance.
to do when you're like a little fellow like him.
Fred, a little fella. Yeah, just a
Fat
little
little
fella.
fella.
I'm telling as soon as
Oh, you don't
we
have to. He'll hear this later on today. I got you, little
Oh,
fella.
that's awesome. That's
No, this is
awesome.
dope, man. I appreciate you guys calling and doing this. Joel, I appreciate you opening up on this. And if you want to in the future, you want to open up more, like, man, I forgot to say that thing because typically we do, because Dave just talks and gibbers a lot, right? We could do this again. You get it out
Yeah,
there. Because you got to think,
no,
man,
thank you.
the things that you learned, the experience that you have could save another life. It could help somebody get through the thing that they're going through. It can give them more quality time with themselves. The stuff that we're talking about, like it saved you when you were going through, it saved how X amount of time to get you through the struggles of a divorce. This program, last month, I got the email that it saved two lives. Two guys, two army guys didn't kill themselves with this box and this program that we put out, the same stuff that we're talking about. I got
That's
the emails.
amazing.
It's saving lives, it's saving time. It's effective. Yeah, it's pretty humbling. It's really cool. And all it is like just sitting guys, this is the same conversation that we'd be having if we were deployed at a dining facility table, when it's like, ah, just call the ship for what it is, we're in the suck anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I
And
mean,
it
that was my
prepares people as
biggest,
well. That's always been my takeaway.
I mean, that was whenever
Go
Cam
ahead,
brought
Joel.
up the idea of me coming on here and talking, I was actually kind of excited because I know what you guys do through this program that you guys have developed and everything like that to just try and help somebody. And if I could help one person in the future, it might not be tomorrow or next month, it could be whenever, just somebody who hears this. If I can come and help somebody, then that's good enough for me to accept, even if it's just one person. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as my treat for you coming on here and spending your time, if you want to, you can walk out to the parking lot and you can get the driver's seat of Cam's car. And when you guys go to, you go to Chick-fil-A and have him hand you his debit card from the passenger seat so he can pay for your food too.
Thanks, Dave. That's real kind of you,
Thanks.
Steve.
Yeah, no problem. That's what I'm here for. Let Cam give you directions. And don't let him touch your radio.
No,
Don't let him touch
absolutely.
the radio. All right, cool. Well, I appreciate everybody who comes down here and they listen to this. We're saving lives, we're saving time, we're doing the same thing for everybody. Like I said, we've got an online program that's free. And for any of you veterans out there that want to get on here and like you want to hash it out, if there's something you have to bring to the table. If you're a family member of a veteran, it could be two generations down where your grandfather told you this thing, or your uncle, your aunt. reach out to us and let's get the love out there. There's nothing wrong with too much love, right, Cam? Let's spread the love. All this experience that everybody has, you may as well, man. I believe in karma. It's going to come around. It's going to pay off dividends for us, future generations. That's all the time we have right now, though. And look forward to a lot more episodes coming soon. It's good to be back. Thank you, fellas, for coming on.
Of course. See you guys.